Hello everyone, and thank you for tuning into the Sensibilities of Being Authentic. This is Sandy Vasu, and before I start with the topic for the day, I want to wish you all a beautiful and wonder-filled year ahead. Thank you for being part of my past, present, and future. I love you all, and for today's topic, I wanted to talk about how our attitude defines our altitude. We all know someone who loves to compete. And among these people, there are those who, regardless they win or lose, accept it gracefully. And some compete just to win and hate or fear losing. The same can be applied to areas in our lives which involve taking risk. If I want to start a business or commit to a relationship, depending on the level of risk I'm willing to take, the decision-making process becomes that much easier. So what makes losing or taking risk easy for some and difficult for others? Let me start out by saying that anyone entering a competition does so with a desire to win. There is no point in competing otherwise. The difference is that some of us accept the chances of losing also exist and others deny it. There is so much attachment to winning, almost like a need, that they don't want to acknowledge the possibility of losing. Now, if you think about it, you will realize that losing is a problem only to those who attach their value to the results. Meaning, if I define my value based on the level of my skills, then when competing, if these skills prove to be worthless against my rival, then I would also feel worthless as a result. Here, I am not competing to test my skills, but to prove my worth through my skills. Hence, the need to win becomes my priority as the stakes are higher. The same goes for taking a risk in life. A risk means that there is a chance things won't go as planned. Different people value different things. We can attach our value to qualities like being kind or generous, or to our achievements or beauty. We do this because we would feel insecure otherwise. If we attached our value to our beauty, for example, once we start to age or maybe change in size, we would automatically feel insecure about our self-worth. When we doubt our own worth, we look for ways to prove that we are valuable through the results in our life. The more we are attached to these results, the more we need to control the outcome of our actions. Now, it is possible to control our actions and the way we respond to situations. But to control the outcome of our actions, we need to control the environment, the people involved, economy, and sometimes even Mother Nature. The more we try to control the outcome, the more we are bound to feel powerless against these forces. So instead, we first need to detach our value from the outcome. How do we do that? Simply by focusing on our actions. Our actions are based on one of the two factors, our values or insecurities. Focusing on our outcome only proves that we are acting based on our insecurities and we don't want a life built on our fear and insecurities, I'm sure. Instead, when we focus on our values and what matters to us, we are bound to build our life on such foundations too. Like Hans Hansen once said, "People that know they are important think about others, and people that think they are important think about themselves." Like, for example, A truly kind person wouldn't need to prove to others that they are kind unless they themselves doubt it, right? When trying to prove to others that we are kind, we don't act out of kindness, but out of doubt. We have immediately lost our value and acted on our insecurity in trying to prove something exists, like holding my breath to prove I was breathing. It is the same with money. Imagine going broke trying to look rich for others. So don't make outcomes such as money, attention, or success your goal. Focus on the person you want to become as a result instead. Enjoy being the person you would admire, and believe me, everything else will follow through as a consequence of who you are. Just like thinking like a poor man is not going to make you rich, or thinking like a coward is not going to make you any braver. Focus on the person you want to become, and the life you want will happen as a consequence of your actions. Now, isn't that worth it? Remember, power lies in knowing that our value is within us, and the only way to wield that power is to express ourselves through our values. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's topic. This is Sandy Vasu. Tune in again next Friday. Until then, have a wonder-filled week. Bye.